the role of questions and answers. We all know that the Torah itself already formulates the importance of questions and answers at the Seder. The mitzvah in the Torah is ki yishalcha bincha machar, when your son asks you about the Seder, and through questions and answers you're supposed to relate the story. The four questions that are in Haggadah are rooted in the psukim in the Torah, and we know the manishtan and the like. But a lot of times the questions, and especially the manishtana, become scripted. And I'd like to argue, as we'll try to show, that the ideal, what we're going for, what we're aiming for at the Seder, is spontaneous questions. And we do all sorts of things in order to generate, to encourage spontaneous questions. In fact, much of the structure of the Seder and the props are all to generate these spontaneous questions. So we're going to start with a Gemara. This is the first Gemara you have on the top right of the type sheet. From Psachim Kuftes Vavamabes. Lama Okrenes HaShulchan. We'll talk more about what Akiras HaShulchan is. The Mishnah refers to Akiras HaShulchan, which is removing of the table. In the times of the Gemara, they used to have little tables in front of every person, and they would take away the table with its contents in front of at least the person saying the Haggadah. So what's the point of taking away the table, bringing it in and taking it away? Amri Debei Rabbiane, Kadeshi Akiru HaTinokos V'yishalu. So the children will notice and ask. This is a very strange thing. Why are you taking away the table? Now, one of the questions we want to consider is, what are you supposed to answer? We do these things so the kids will ask. Well, what do you answer them? So let's pay attention. The Gemara tells us a story. Abaye HaVyasev Kameh de Rabba. Abaye was sitting before Rabba. Chaza de Kamad li Taka mikameh. And he saw they were taking away the table from before him. Amar, lehu, adayin lo ka'achlinan. He said, we didn't eat yet. Meaning to say, why are you taking away the table? I assume this story takes place when he was a young child and he wasn't yet used to the Seder. So he's saying, why are you taking away the table? One of the questions we'll talk about is, do we fulfill this halacha of Akiras HaShulchan anymore? So asu, so adayin lo achlinun, we haven't eaten yet. Asu kamakre taka kaman, and you're taking away the table. Amar le Rabba, so Rabba responded, patartan milomar manishtana. You're pater from saying manishtana. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says, the source below, patartan milomar manishtana. Detanya le kaman, the Brisa says later on, bino shawalo, if a son should ask the question, or a child should ask the question, v'im lav, and if not, shoal hu l'atzmo, then you ask yourself, manishtana. V'kevan sheshalu lanu, manishtana, since he asked manishtana, meaning to say, why did you take away the table before we ate? Ein anu tzrichim lomar manishtana ela l'hashiv al dvarav. So we don't say manishtana anymore, rather we simply have to answer his question. Because we were persecuted in Egypt, we're doing all these things. So, what is Rashbam telling us? What does patartan milomar manishtana mean?
Your example. It's just the prompt to...
Right. In other words, did they have to say manishtana at that Seder? No. You could skip it. Why? Is manishtana something that you have to say? Is it part of the text of the Haggadah? No. Manishtana is perhaps if you don't ask a question. In this case, since Abaye asked a question, why are you taking the table away? Is that even one of the four questions in a manishtana? No, it's not one of the four questions. But he asked a question. So now we could begin the story. Why are we doing these funny things? Why are we taking away the table? Because we were slaves in Egypt and Hashem redeemed us and the like. Figure out how that answers the question of why we're taking away the table. But according to the Rashbam, the idea of the Gemara is that you don't have to say the manishtana. You have to ask a question. And once a question has been asked, you're exempt from saying manishtana. We'll see more about this in a minute. But now let's turn to the other sheet, which is the next daf in the Gemara. It's Kuf Tazayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara-looking like sheet. Let's read the Mishnah. Mazgu lo kosheni. Sorry. Did I give that to you? No? Okay. Yeah, it's here also, but it's not the whole thing, so... So, mazgulo kosheni. So you poured the second cup, right? They poured the first cup, they said kiddush, we did karpas and the like, now it's time to pour the second cup. The kana ben shoel, here the son asks Aviv, his father, v'im ein das beven, Aviv bilamdo, if the son doesn't have das, he's not able to ask on his own, we'll define that in a minute, then the father teaches him. It's interesting, we'll get back to this question, but the Rashbam before cited this, right? But he didn't cite the Mishnah, he cited the Braisa. So we'll see more on that also. Take one of each. So, and now the Mishnah basically tells us the questions. Manish tana lai lezemi kol alei lo, shebuchol alei lo, sanu ochlim chameitzu matzah, lai lezeku lo matzah, shebuchol alei lo, sanu... Ochlim shayir akos halayla zemawar shemchalilos anu ochlim basar tzli shalukim uvushal. On all other nights, we eat meat that is roasted or cooked. Halayla zekulotzli, tonight entirely roasted. Shemchalilos, and here there's an issue of the girsa. It could be, and the Gemara really will address this issue, but enanu matbilim afilu pamachas halayla zeshtei pamim. And of course, we don't have that third question. We replace it in the absence of the temple. Ulefidaito shel ben, aviv milamdo. So according to the intelligence of the child, so the father teaches him. Maschel begnosu mesayim b'shvach. We begin with the bad, we end with the good. Vidorish me'arami ovid avi ad shigmor kala parsha kula. And this is the basic structure of the Agada. So now, the Rashbam on this says, the kan haben shoelas aviv, kan b'mezigas kosheni, when you pour the second cup of wine, haben shoelas aviv, im hu chacham, manish tana achshav, shemozgim kosheni, kodem achila. So, what's strange about this Rashbam? Ah! Right? When I read the Mishnah, I read the Mishnah as follows, exactly like you read the Mishnah, right? Here, right, Kana ben Shoel, here the child asks the Manish Tana. But that's not the way Rashbam reads the Mishnah. So how does Rashbam read the Mishnah? Oh, exactly. In other words, now is the time to start getting the questions going. We do funny things. Karpas, Akira Sashulchan, this and that, all to get the kid stimulated to start asking questions. And that's the pshat. So Rashbam says, Imu Chacham, if he's smart, if he notices, if he's an observant child, he's going to ask, why are we doing these funny things? Like Mezigas Kosheni, Kodem Achila. Why are we going ahead and pouring a second cup of wine? We didn't eat yet. Right? Or in the story of Rabban Abaye, why are we doing Akira Sashulchan? These aren't even technically part of the Manish Tana questions, right? None of the Manish Tana questions are why do we have two cups of wine before the meal. The point is that the way the Rashbam reads this Mishnah is Kana ben Shoel. So I think this is how Rashbam reads the Mishnah. Let's look at it again. Mazgulo kosheni, they poured the second cup of wine, Kana ben Shoel, Aviv. And at this point, the son spontaneously asks questions, right? He's supposed to think of his own questions. And we prompt him to ask questions by doing funny things. And then, v'im ein das beven, aviv milamdo, manish tana lailza. Let's say the kid can't get him to ask his own questions. He doesn't have das. Then he says the manish tana, right? So if you can't ask your own questions, sing the song, read the text, and the like. But really, what are we trying to elicit? His own questions. And that's what the Rashbam said in the previous page. Well, if he asks his own questions, you don't have to bother reading the scripted questions. You don't have to bother singing the Manish Tana. Just go on. Right? Manish Tana isn't part of the text of the Haggadah. Manish Tana is what you do if you don't ask your own questions. And maybe, now let's take a look at the Braisa. which is right after the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Chacham b'no shalalo. If he's a chacham, the son asks. V'im eino chacham, ishto shalalto. V'im lav, hu shal atmo. V'afilu shnei talmidei chachamim, shiyodin b'ochus ha-pesach, shalalin zel zel. Could be. This is the brisa that Rashban quoted before. It could be that this brisa is talking about the spontaneous questions. How do I know that? Because it says, Chacham b'no shalalo, right? Which means the smart kid, the kid that's thinking of his own questions, as opposed to the Mishnah, which has both dinim. It has also Ein Das B'ben Aviv Melamdo, the father teaches him how to ask questions. One way or the other, take a look though at Tosfos Kidei, which is back again on the type source sheets. Kidei Shiyakar Atinok V'Yishol Kilomar. Umitoch kach yavo lishol b'shar dvarim. Why do we do these things? Like karpas, like akiras shulchan. So the kid will ask, and from that he's going to ask other things. Aval b'mesh shaol lama anu okrim hashulchan. But if he just asks, why do we remove the table? Lo yiftar mi manishtan. He's not exempt from saying manishtana. Vahide abaye. What about the story of Abaye? That's the story that we started with. Lo pirush haGemara ela tchila she'elaso, meaning Abaye didn't just ask about akiras haShulchan. Abaye asked all four questions. So according to Tosfos, what is the nature of the text of Manishtana? Does he agree or disagree with Rashbam? I think so, right? At the very least, Rashbam said you could go on right away to Avadim Ayinu. Right, let's look back at that first Rashbam, Pitarta Milomar Manishtana, right? He quotes the Tanya Manishtana. The Kevan Shashalo, Lanu Manishtana, once he asked, why do we take away the table? Ein Anu Tzrichim Lomar Manishtana, we don't say Manishtana, Elashav Al-Dvarav, we start the Haggadah immediately. Tosfos over here, and we'll see it in a couple other places, disagrees. He says no. Perhaps you don't need the text of Manishtana. You don't need to ask those words. But you do have to ask those four questions. And therefore, even though... So, Akiras HaShulchan is to ask, get him to ask about Akiras HaShulchan, but we still need to ask him about all four things. If he doesn't, he needs to say Shardvarim. What are Shardvarim? The text of the Mishnah, like the Mishnah says. The child asks these four questions. So Tosfos understands the questions of Manishtana as questions that must be asked. You could even ask, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? Petartan Meloma Manishtana, that's obvious. I don't know, maybe the answer is, you don't have to use the words Manishtana, you could just ask these questions. But according to Rashbam, we just need one question, even a question of Meziga Sakos, or even the question of Akiras HaShulchan, we're ready to get started. Whereas Tosfos goes ahead and says, no. Tosfos says, we need to ask these four questions. Okay, good. So now we have two approaches to the Manishtana. Let's look at the Rambam, the next source. Maschil umivarich, Bori Pri Adama, telling us, Perek Ches, the truth is, if you want to go, let's do it this way. I have a little repetition. Go to the left column, where it says Rambam, same front page, Rambam Hochos Chavitzu Matzah Perk Zayin Halacha Gimel. We'll just go straight from there. Okay? So, the Rambam writes, V'tzarech lasos shinui balayla hazeh kidei shiyiru abanim v'yishalu. So we do unusual things so that the children will see and ask. V'yomru manishtana layla zemikol halelos. Why is this night different? And you'll respond, this is what happened. The Ketzad Mishana. So what types of unusual things are you supposed to do? Mechalek lem klos vegozim. You give out parched wheat and nuts. You know, give out the candy. So the kids are going to say, what are you doing? Well, we never get candy, especially before the main course. The okrid. Shulchan milifneihem kodem shiochlu. We take away the table before you eat. The chotfin matzah zemizah. This is a like what we do for the afikomen, right? You grab the matzah. Ukiyot v'dvarmeil, these types of things. Sounds like the Rambam is telling us these are even not necessarily, you can make up your own customs, do your own things to get the kids excited, stimulated, right? Chotfin matzos, whatever you need to do to get everybody engaged. Ein lo ben. So then, and the types of questions I think he's describing here are what questions? These are, again, the spontaneous questions, not the scripted questions. Ein lo ben, ishto shoalto, ein lo isha, sholem zeh, manishan alayla zeh, bafilu, hayukulam chachamim, haya levado, if you're all alone, so nobody to ask, shol atzmo, even then, you have to do it in question-answer format, manishan alayla zeh. Good. Then, in Perek Ches, sidur asiyas mitzvos elu balayla chamisha, belel chamisha sarkachu. So now the Rambam says, I'm going to tell you the order. So Perek Ches is sort of a, after teaching us the various halachos in general, then the Rambam tells you the seder hadvarim. This is the order, this is the way you do things at the seder. B'tchila mozgen kos l'chol achad v'achadu m'rayiv baruch v'yagafen. So everybody gets a cup of wine. You make bar pir gafen, right? We call kadesh. Omer alav kadosh hayom v'zman zman shachianu v'shos. So you drink. V'achar kach mevarech al ntilas yadayim v'no tel yadav. Do we do that? We don't make al ntilas yadayim, right? We do orchatz, but the Rambam held you do make al ntilas yadayim at orchatz, not like us. Another time we could talk about why. Umevian shulchan aruch v'alav marer v'yarek. You bring a shulchan aruch, which includes in it the mar, the yarek. For the Rambam, you know, we go ahead, we, at least I think most families go ahead, and they set the table with the kara on it, right? So that's not what the Rambam would do. And we'll see, not even what the shulchan aruch says you should do. The way the Rambam would do it is you make kiddush with nothing on the table, right? Just the wine. Then you would bring the kara. You bring the maror and the karpas, umatza, the charoses, the gufo, shel keves, the actual carbon pesach, ubasa chagiga, shel yomar basa. That's when you, when should you bring the kara? After you make kiddush. Uvizman azem evin hashulchan shnei minei basar, echad zecher lepesach, v'echad zecher chagiga, right? This is what we do on our Seder plate. We have the egg and the shank bone, or whatever it is you use. Maschil umavarech bar piyadama, so after kaddish and orchatz, what's next? That's another thing that we do differently. What do? We dip the karpas in salt water. The Rambam would dip everything into charoses. Again, another time for another discussion. The Rambam used charoses for everything. For the karpas, for the maror, for the matzah. He was very into karpa, into charoses. But again, we don't have time to get into that tonight. Okay. And then the chol amisubin imo kol echad ve'echad ochel ein ochel pachos mikazayas. So that's another difference, right? How much karpas do we eat? Dafka less than a kazayas. The Rambam would say dafka kazayas. Okay. V'achar kach okrin es ha'shulchan mefnei korei hagada levado. So having brought the shulchan, what was on the shulchan? Everything: matzah, maror, karban pesach, and the like. Then you take away the shulchan. Umozgin, here's the copies. Umozgin akos hasheni. Then you pour the second cup. The kana ben shawel. So now, at this point, the child asks. The omer hakore, manishtana alayla zemikol halilos. What's unusual about that sentence? Who's saying the manishtana? Who's the Korei? Sounds like it. That's the Pasha Pshat. There is some Girsa issue. Some have a different Girsa, but the Pashtus is this is the correct Girsa. And it's not totally clear what it means, but the Pashtus is, who says the Manishtana? The Korei, right? Whoever's leading the Seder. But how could the Rambam say that? The Mishnah says, according to the Mishnah, who says Manishtana? According to the Gemara, who says Manishtana? Kana ben Shoel. It's the kid that's supposed to ask the Manishtana. Why is the Rambam saying the Korei says the Manishtana? Okay, let's read on. Omer Kori Manish Tamal Azebi Kalalosh, Beholos, Ein Anu Matbilim, Afilupamachas, Alala Zeshev, Anish, Kalalos, Ein Anu. Anu ochlim chametz matzah, laila zeh kulo matzah, shbuchol elos anu ochlim basar tzli, shalaku huvzah, laila zeh kulo matzah, kulo tzli. The Rambam presents the olive ochlis Pesach as what was the halacha of bizman abayis. And then, afterwards he says in halacha gimel, oh, bizman azeh, you have to ask a different question. Fine. And then halacha dalad, then we bring the table back after manishtana, or really after most of Magid. You bring the table back, but you bring it back to say Pesach Matzah Umarer. Okay, so what's going on in the Rambam? So first of all, what's very interesting and surprising about the Rambam is that the Rambam has, in Perek Ches, we have the Korei reading Manishtana. In Perek Zayin, who's saying the Manishtana? Perek Zayin. That was Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. Who was saying the Manishtana? I'm sorry? I'm sorry? Who said the Manishtana in Perek Zayin? Let's look at it again. Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. V'tzarech laso shino b'layla zeh kedei sh'iru habanim v'yishalu v'yomru Manishtana halayla zeh mikol halelos. So who's saying it? The children. So there's two Manishtanas. So I think the Rambam is almost like a combination of Tosfos and Rashbam. Remember, according to Rashbam, Manishtana is only the backup plan. Right? Ideally, what do? Kids ask the spontaneous question. Nobody asks any questions, so then you read the text, Manishtana. Good. Tosfos said no. The four questions of Manishtana must be asked at the Seder. The Rambam says almost a little of both. Really, we do all these things, so the kid will ask the spontaneous questions. What questions they ask? Whatever questions they ask. Why are we taking away the table? Why are we bringing back the table? Why are we having two cups of wine before we even begin? The spontaneous questions. But they also instituted a text, which is read by the Korei, by the person who leads the Seder. That's what he describes in Perek Ches, when he's describing the formal plan of the Seder. So the Iker Chiyuv, though, I think is what he's describing in Perek Zayin, which, like the Rashbam, is the spontaneous questions. So one way or the other, we're going to put some things together, but I think an important thing to note here is the when we learn this sugya, is the importance of the spontaneous Seder. Making sure that the Seder is alive. It's exciting. It's not about just reading this thing. And it's not even limited to kids, as we saw in the Gemara, though when there are kids at the Seder, that's to a large degree the focus. But these things that we do are to try to engage, to get them excited, and the like. It's very interesting. I remember Rabbi Willig once telling us that at his Seder, his father, growing up, his father would say the same varts every year, same stories. Every year, the same Divrei Torah. My grandfather would do the same thing. And he does the same thing at his Seder. He says the same ones he heard from his father, he adds some things and the like. And he said, you know, you think like the kids would be bored? He said, no, the whole year, they're excited, waiting to hear those stories, waiting to hear those varts, year after year. And I was thinking about it. It was interesting because at our Seder, so in light of the sources that we saw, I try to get everybody into it. So based off of the advice in the Gemara and the Rambam about giving out candies, so I say, you know, everybody who has a question, they get a candy. So there are literally hundreds of spontaneous questions. So some are better than others. But what's interesting is that what is the kid's role at the Seder and what's the adult role at the Seder so far from what we've seen from the Gemara? What's the kid's job? Asking. And what's the adult's job? To answer through telling the story. So a lot of times, I think at many Siddurim, what happens is that the kids come to the Seder with like notebooks this thick full of Divrei Torah, which is great. But who asks the questions? The kids. And who says the answers? The kids. Right? And it turns into like a kid's performance. Which is nice. We definitely want to engage the kids and get them excited and the like. I can definitely tell you, growing up, like the most exciting night of the year was the Seder. But it's a little different than I think what was traditional. It doesn't involve the kids and the parents. The only thing the parents are doing is trying to like move the thing along because the kids are taking forever. It's like, you know, you're up to Manishtana and it's already 11 o'clock because they said 36 different Torah already. So we get it right with respect to getting the kids involved. But it ends up being a performance as opposed to the kids asking and the parents or the grandparents, whoever it is, answering. And I think the reason why that's a little bit of a shame is because really the Seder is about the transmission of the Mesorah. The parents telling the kids the story. Now, we don't want it to be a lecture. We want the kids to ask, because you'll appreciate the answer a lot more than when it's coming to a question that you came up with on your own, that spontaneous question. But if it's all about the kids performing, then I think something is lost. Now, again, it's not about the parents lecturing, like the Mishnah stressed. Kafida saben, according to the level of the child, you answer the question. But you're supposed to answer the question. And you're supposed to answer these questions. It's actually very interesting. But we'll skip to a source later on and then we'll go back to it. But if you take a look on page 2 of the typed ones, where it says Halicho Shlomo, this is from the Psakim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So he says, Bizmanenu, in our day, Sheheseba Eina Nires Klal Kecheiros V'Chena Tibor. What are the funny things that we do at the Seder that are done so the kids will ask? Are they just random things? No. What are they? They are simane cheras. Heseba is simon cheras, right? You'd have people, there were namish poor Jews the whole year, they worked so hard to eke a living, and now in the Seder they sit like kings, they recline, and they have hors d'oeuvres that they dip multiple times. So when we answer, if their question is, why, like of the Manishtana questions, what halayla zeh kulanu mesubim, why do we recline tonight? Halayla zeh, we dip twice. So, do we answer the question? Yes. How do we answer the question? Avadim ayinu l'pav b'mitzrayim yotzeinu Hashem. We were slaves, now we're free, we're kings, and the like. That's why we recline, that's why we dip twice. But he says, nowadays, it's not obvious what the answer is. You tell them we were slaves and we were redeemed. Well, okay, but did that answer the question why I'm leaning? Or why I'm dipping twice? So if it doesn't, he says, chayavim liten shuvah. We have to answer. Meaning to say, the manishtana, like we said before, is supposed to be real questions, not just something you sing. So we have to make sure that we've answered their questions. Like the Mishnah says, right, about the manishtana, ulefidato shel ben aviv milamdo. We answer the question based off of what they could understand. So we have to answer the questions. In my Seder growing up, after the kids asked the manishtana, my grandfather, who would lead the Seder, would always say, the teretz is, avadim ayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim. The answer is, and then we would tell the story. You have to understand, avadim ayinu is the answer to the questions. Shlomo Zalman Orbach is saying that if you don't know, if you can't understand and perceive how avadim ayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim is an answer to the four questions, well then, it's the father's job to explain. Because again, these aren't just meant to be questions that you just ask. They're meant to be the questions that are supposed to lead into the telling of the story, and we have to show how this story answers the questions. Okay, now look at this. Go back to the first page. We don't have time for everything. Let's take a look at where it says bottom of the first page, bottom left, which is, I think the ideas that we said tonight answer a number of very interesting questions that come up later. So one of the questions is the following. Why? One of the questions of the Manishtana is what? Halayla hazeh? Stay pamim. Good. Now, what's the obvious problem with that question?
When he's asking that question, he only did it once.
Ah! Exactly! So again, if it's just scripted questions, okay, that's what it says in Haggadah, he reads the Haggadah. But if you assume that these are meant to be ideally spontaneous questions, so what's he asking about? So take a look at Tosfos. Hevil lefanav matzah, lefi sh'akra shulchan lifnei mish'amwe ha'agadav osa seder, k'tani hevil lefanav. Matzah v'kirsa shulchan hi k'deshi shal ha'ben. So hevil lefanav, they bring the matzah because they took away the table, they're bringing back the table with the matzah. And why? So the kid will ask, v'adav ona lo adayin, yevil shulchan masas tibol. So the kid on his own asks the question, why are we taking away the table? And we answer, because we have to bring back the table so we could dip another time. Ben Yishal. And then the child will ask, Lama anu at matbilim shtei pamim? Well, why do we need to dip a second time? Umiyad k'shokrin machzirin lafanav. And then you bring it back, the matzah, the mar, and the like. And you say the Haggadah with it present. In other words, the reason why we don't understand the halayla zeh shtei pamim is because we forget to do the kiras ha-shulchan. What are you supposed to do? What you're supposed to do is take away the table. Take away, right? The kid will ask, why are you taking it away? We didn't eat yet. We say, oh, we need to take it away to bring it back because we need to dip another time, right? They took away the karpas. We need to bring it back for the mar. He's going to say, no, why are we dipping a second time? So even halayla zeh shtei pamim should be, or could be, at least a spontaneous question. Same thing in Rabbeinu David gives a different answer to this question, but also you see how it's meant to be, it could be at least a spontaneous question. Look at Rabbeinu David. It says, Bavashnia, who may be ma she'eno tsarech. Everyone see, we're on top right of page 2. Ma she'eno tsarech adayin, sharek shemozig kosheni mevien lefanav matzah v'zeres the charosis, the gufo shall pesach b'shaito, k'dei she'isa b'tzias mitzrayim ma'isa shematza umara munach lefanav, k'dei she'yaskinu lefanav hatibul hasheni, k'dei she'yakir tinok v'yishol. Actually, even without what Tosa says, the kid could figure out there's going to be shtei tvilos. How come? Because he looks at the kara in front of him, right? So from the food that's been brought to the table, he could figure out that they're shtei tfilos. In our version, we would say, because he sees that we've dipped the karpas into the salt water, but he sees there's another dip on the table. What's that? The charosas. He could figure out that there's another dipping, right? In fact, you could even explain why we only say shtei pamim. Right, maybe you should say, halay lazeh, how many times do we dip at the Seder? Two? At least three, right? Because it's karpas, then marer, and then korich. But the answer is, by looking at what he sees in front of him, he could figure out two. He sees the karpas, or he sees the salt water, or he sees the charosas. He knows that there's going to be two dips. Can't figure out that there's going to be three. So therefore, even if we do dip three times, he doesn't ask about it. Now, let's. I guess we don't have much time left. I want to just point out an interesting thing, which is, why don't we do any of this bringing it to the table and taking it away? So you'll say, well, because we have a big table, we don't have a little table. But that's not a raya, because already the Rishonim had our types of tables. If you go back to a little earlier, where we have Rashbam, where it says Psachim Daf Kuftes Vav Amud Beis, where it's underlined. So he says, Hani Mili Liditu. When would they take away the table? That was for them. Davalu Shulchan Katan Lefnei Mish Omer Haggadah. because they had a little table in front of the person saying the Agada Levado. V'chein l'chol echad, ava anu misalkin esakara, sheba mata umara v'shnei tavshilin, l'sof ha-shulchan v'day lanu b'kach. So how did they do a kiras ha-shulchan in the times of the Rashbam? Would they take away the whole table? No. What would they move? The kara with the matzah and the maror and all the other things, right? In other words, it's true we don't take away the whole table, but the Rishonim, not just the Rashbam, all the Rishonim make this point that nowadays we move away the whole kara, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Really, what you should be doing is following the Seder that it says in the Gemara and the Mishnah, which is we bring the kara, we take it away. You don't have to take it back into the kitchen. You move it to the other side of the table, the Rashbam says. Then you bring it back, you move it away. So why don't we do that? So there are some different theories about this. Though, I think you should do it. And my Seder, we do follow what the Shulchan Aruch says to do in terms of bringing and moving away the kara. But already this is an old question that the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah deal with, but they don't necessarily say you shouldn't do it. There's a yeshuvim, but the ikar way in which we're makayim this, at least to some degree, is by covering and uncovering the matzahs. And this is one of the perplexing things that people see at their Seder, and they wonder, what's going on here? You know, why we keep on, right, it's like the directions. Now we cover the matzahs, now we uncover the matzahs. So what's the basic idea? We don't have the time to go into all the details, but the basic idea is that the covering and the uncovering matzahs are at least some remnant of the Akiras HaShulchan. So some we want to go ahead, well, we cover the matzahs for Kiddush, like we always uncover the matzahs. We always cover the matzahs, or challah. Okay, we uncover it, that's like bringing the Shulchan. Right, then we cover it up again, and we uncover it for the Manishtana, and we uncover it again after Manishtana. What's that about? That's because we want to say the Seder, the Haggadah, with the matzahs exposed, because it says that matzah is called lechem oni. There are a number of interpretations what lechem oni is. One of them is lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. Lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe, meaning to say the bread that you say many things on it. What do you say? You say magid. Rashi says magid and halal, and that's at least some remnant of this practice of bringing the table and removing it. We at least accomplish by covering and uncovering. So this year at the Seder, I think one thing we should all do. We mentioned this last week when we had the shiur on the insights into the Seder, but we all have to think about the people at our Seder and how we can get them engaged. It says about the She'enu Yodea, Lishol At Pesach Lo, you should open him up. So, She'enu Yodea Lishol in the picture books is the little baby, but it's not just little babies. Actually, little kids are usually good at asking questions. It's the people at our Seder that are unengaged. Could be a teenager, could be somebody in their 30s or 40s or 50s. And the goal of the Seder, like we've seen tonight, is to try to engage the participants, get them excited, and help them learn the story. So you're all here tonight, so you're here preparing for the Seder. You're thinking about it in advance. So we have to, our job at the Seder, is to think about the people at our Seder. Everybody knows who's at their Seder. Different types of people need different types of ways to get them excited, engaged, stimulate them. I have a student who told me that he makes a game show every year for his Seder. He asks, like, he has like history questions and Haggadah questions, and he has like family trivia questions to get other people into it. And, you know, different things are worth different points as a whole. And everybody really gets into it. And everybody has to, you know, think about it in advance. If you come to the Seder without preparing, so it's going to probably be a pretty boring Seder. But if you think about in advance how to get everyone excited into the Seder, then really you could get a lot done. So in that light, We all should think about how can we excite the participants, and everyone should have a chag kasher v'sameach.